Let us read. How I love you, Lou. I think about it all day long. Your commandment is with me all the time and makes me wiser than my enemies. I understand more than all my teachers because I meditate on your instructions. We're going to jump to the verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special moment you give us to hear from you. We pray for your servant you have prepared to share with us your word this morning. We pray that you may use him powerfully. He is your humble instrument, Father. Use him, Father, and bless us through this time, Father. Let our heart be prepared, Father, to receive the word that you prepared for us this morning. Let each one of us, Father, get his part of blessing you prepared for us through this sermon. Guide us, Father. Let your Holy Spirit, Father, take control of everything during this time. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing and for you are with us from now until the end. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. We may be seated.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I thank you, Brother Joel, for introducing me. He has already mentioned I'm Dr. Bartholomew. I'm a medical doctor. I'm a specialist in obstetrics and gynecology. I work with Hill Africa Hospital. I am married to one wife. And together we are blessed with three children. Today my wife is not around. She has been away for a week now. And I thank God for this opportunity that is given to me to be able to share the word of God. Indeed, it is a special moment for me and Joel to share the floor because this has not happened for many years now. I was wondering what such a coincidence that the Lord has wanted us to be here today. Joel and I were youth leaders for more than 15 years ago in this church, and we served for 6 years as youth leaders. And we were there when the English service started. And then later on, we were joined with many others, including Sister Hulda. I think we miss your voice. When she came in, she was singing. Hallelujah. I've not seen her singing. So I've not been here for many years. I think the last time I stood here was in 2016, when I was sharing vows with my wife. She's not around. And then we left for Nairobi for 5 years, where I pursued my studies, postgraduate study at the University of Nairobi in obstetrics and gynecology. And since we came back, I've been in and out to serve the community out of North Kivu provinces. I thank God for this time that we are given to share on this wonderful topic that was started last Sunday. And the general topic is restored in order to conquer. Brother John introduced this topic last Sunday. And I want to say, if the Lord has inspired the church through this topic, restored in order to conquer, then it means through the month of February, we are going to make conquerors. Hallelujah. There'll be conquerors at the end of this topic. And I'd like us to be keen to listen and pray the Lord to open our eyes so that we see what that the Lord wants us to restore. Because we cannot restore something that was not yet destroyed. Hallelujah. If the Lord said we want to be restored to conquer, then it means there are things that have been destroyed that we need to be restored. And I looked in the dictionary to restart. I want to understand what is the meaning of to restore. And I saw to restore means to bring back. I don't know if my slides are ready. To restore means to bring back. Restore means to reestablish. Restore can also mean to repair, to renovate, or to rejuvenate. And I was thinking about these things. I thought like, There are many things that can be restored in our lives. Our economy can be restored. Probably your economy has been destroyed. And the Lord is promising to restore this month. Your health probably has been having many challenges. And your health can be restored this month of February. Your family has gone through challenges. Probably your relationships with God. Probably your relationships with relatives. Your personal relationship with your husband or your wife. Your personal relationship with your kids, probably. All these things, the areas where the Lord is going to restore our lives through the month of February. Hallelujah. Restore to conquer. What does conquer mean? As we look back in the dictionary, to conquer means to overcome and take control of something. And although there are many things that we can take control, for example, to overcome or successfully overcome a problem of a weakness, you may be a very good Christian, but you are not able to overcome anger, for example. There are people who are very good Christians, but they're very irritable also. You're not able to control anger. You can still lie. You can still gossip. You're not able to control these areas. And the Lord is promising through this month of February, as we go through this theme, we'll be praying for all these aspects of our lives so that by the end of this month, we are able not only to be restored, but also to conquer all these aspects of our lives. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come and the old has gone. Hallelujah. And so, once we have given our lives to Jesus Christ, we have been restored. We read from the book of Psalms 51, verse 5. The Bible says, and David was recognizing that, by the time I was still in the womb of my mom, I sinned against you. Hallelujah. And so when I usually read this verse, I always remember the scientist who said that people are usually born good, but they are transformed by the nature. This is contrary to what the Bible says. The Bible says, while we are still in the womb of our mothers, we are sinners, but we are stored by the blood of Jesus Christ when we accept to receive him as our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. And so we've been restored when we took the decision to give our lives to Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Today's morning, we are going to look at Gideon as a good example for a conqueror. Gideon as a good example of conqueror. And we are going to have a reading from the book of Judges. Judges chapter 6. The Lord's angels appeared to him there and said, "The Lord is with you, brave and mighty name." Men, I'm sorry. Verse 13, Gideon said to him, "If I may ask, sir, why has all this happened to us if the Lord is with us? What about all the wonderful things that our fathers told us the Lord used to do? How he brought them out of Egypt. The Lord has abandoned us and left us to the mercy of the Midianites." Then the Lord ordered him, "Go with all your great strength and rescue Israel from Midianites. I myself am sending you." Verse 15, Gideon replied, "But Lord, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least important member of my family." Verse 16, the Lord answered, "You can do it because I will help you. You will crush the Midianites as easily as if they were only a man." Gideon replied, "If you are pleased with me, give me some proof that you are really the Lord. Please do not leave until I bring you offerings of food." Praise the Lord. Very interesting reading. A number of lessons to see from this text. But from the story, the Bible says the people of Israel has sinned against their God, and God decided to punish them and put them under the control of Midianites, Amalekites, and these people actually made the people of Israel suffer for 7 years. The Bible says these people, the people of Israel, could plant, and Midianites came and harvested and took everything from them. Whether you are a farmer, you have cows, I don't know, everything you can imagine. The people of Israel were not taking any benefit from anything they were doing. At some point, they went back to the Lord and cried and said, God, why have you forsaken me? Amazingly, God chose somebody. And when I was reading this text, I remembered. We will see who is Gideon by nature and who he thinks he is. But when I saw the person that the Lord chose to go and deliver Israel, Gideon, this man was not a military. This man was a farmer. As we have read, we can see he was behind in the farm. He was threshing some wheat there secretly, hiding from the Midianites. We'll see what it does mean. But as I was meditating over this verse, I remember when God decided to save the world, he didn't do it through a very powerful man. The Lord chose a baby. Pray the Lord. Jesus came to us in form of a baby, isn't it? Jesus came to us in a form of a meaningless person, of a form of a weak person. So this means sometimes the ways of our gods cannot be understood. You want to save a people, you want to save a whole generation, you pass through a baby. You raise up a baby that was seen in the midst of people. And so who is Gideon? By the meaning, his name itself means great warrior in Hebrew. Gideon means somebody who cuts down. And when I was reading, I was meditating over this name, I realized this is somebody who never knew he was a great warrior. Hallelujah. It was a very powerful name that was given by his parents. By nature, Gideon is a great warrior, is somebody who cuts down, but he was not aware of this. Gideon was not aware that he was such a powerful man, that he was a great warrior. And I was thinking this is very important for us as Christians. Sometimes when we decide to give names to our kids, please let us give names that are very meaningful. There are some names that accompany our kids. In Africa, we know, we always say that the name is the person. There are people who actually, whose name follow them. Why? Because when a parent decides to give a name to their child, it is actually like a very big dream that you are making for your child. And so I thought, when Gideon's parents were giving him the name of Gideon, they never knew he will be somebody who will deliver the people of Israel. But they called him a great warrior. So Gideon was a great warrior by nature. He was born as a great warrior. Gideon, as we can see from verse 15, he was not aware of this. He did not know that he was a great warrior. Because we have seen Gideon in verse 15, he's saying, if I may ask, sir, verse 15. But Lord, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I'm the least important member of my family. Pray the Lord. This man was a great warrior, but yet he was not aware. He thought he was the least member of his family. His clan was the least clan among all the clans in Israel. But yet in the sight of God, this man was a great warrior. My prayer this morning is that the Lord may open your eyes so that you can see and discover who you are exactly. You may be a great warrior, you may be a great conqueror, but you are not aware. So may the Lord open your eyes and mind to discover who you are exactly, so that you can stand and do the mission for which the Lord has called you. Which mission was given to this man, Gideon? We see the Lord wanted him to save Israel from the hand of Midianites, to destroy the altar of Baal, to destroy the altar of Baal, that Midianites that Israelites, sorry, the people of Israel has built, constructed, that they were, the people of Israel were bowing before the altar of Baal. And so the Lord wanted Gideon to cleanse this sin, destroy the altar, and deliver the people of Israel from the hands of Midianites. And this was a very, very great mission. It was not easy for Gideon. And we can see Gideon probably was not a very good person to choose to accomplish this mission because he himself had limitations. He knew he's the least member of his family. He knew his clan is the least clan in Israel. And so this could hinder him from accomplishing his mission. But he had a chance because he could plead face to face with God and ask for proof. God, if you could show me that you are really with me, I will go. And I'm very glad because the Lord decided to encourage him. This man had no confidence in him. I'm talking to somebody who would like to start something but has no confidence in him. Probably you have been hesitant. You have been doubting to start something, to pursue something. You are not confident in the strength you have. I want to talk to somebody and say, you are not alone. Pray the Lord. Just like the Lord was with Gideon when he was not aware that the God is there, make sure, be aware that the Lord is with you. Start something. Go with the strength you have. As we'll see in this, by the text that we have read, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. You are a conqueror, a great warrior. The Lord is with you. And see from the verse 13, when you look at the discussion that Gideon had with the Lord in this text, you see Gideon started arguing with the Lord and asking him, God, why have these things happened to us? And something came into my mind. I was like, most of the time when we go tough times, difficult moments, challenges, we always ask God such questions. God, why? Hallelujah. But the lesson we read from this text is that whenever we go through tough challenges, whenever we go through difficult moments, problems, trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord. When we start trusting the Lord, even difficult times, even challenging situations, this is when we know we have grown spiritually. Pray the Lord. This is the time we discover we have really grown this spiritually. Because why do we have to trust the Lord? Because the Lord is never blind to see. The Lord is never deaf to hear. The Lord is always on his throne. Hallelujah. He always sees everything. The Lord is always the King of kings. He is always above all the kingdoms. He is always above all intelligence. He is always above all circumstances. The Lord is aware about everything that is happening around Goma. I know people nowadays, we are fearing for our security. Many people are displaced. Let me tell you this morning, brothers and sisters, the Lord is aware. Hallelujah. Let's trust him. Let's trust him, though things might be difficult. Things might seem to be difficult to handle, but the Lord is with us. The Lord is on his throne. When I was meditating this passage, I also remember Matthew 4. When Jesus was in the desert and was tempted several times, the Bible says, verse 10 up to 11, then Jesus arrived, answered, go away, Satan. The scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil left Jesus and angels came to serve him. Praise the Lord. More interesting in this passage, in the last sentence, I like this very much. When we go through challenges and we learn to trust the Lord despite the difficult times, by the end of these difficult times, we will see angels serving us. Hallelujah. Do you want to see angels serving you? Trust the Lord even in difficult times. Trust, count on the Lord even in challenging situations. The angels will come and rescue you. The angels will come and serve you. And it's very pleasing. I've never been served by angels, maybe. But I would imagine how amazing it would be to see angels serving you. Is anyone willing to be served by angels? Trust the Lord in difficult times. trust the Lord in challenging situations. We thank Lord for who He is. I remember this singer who was saying, even when you go through difficult times, remember the God of the night is still the God in the day. I don't know if you know this song. Oh, the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When sins go wrong, He'll make them right. While the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night. Praise the Lord. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the difficult, the good times is still God in the bad time. So let's try it, our Lord, because He is with us to help us and conquer. In the book of Judges 5:7, chapter 7, verse 2, where I'll be finishing probably, I wanted to share this morning, we will see that the Lord was directing Gideon to deliver the people of Israel. The God gave clear instruction to Gideon and told him, you are going to deliver the people of Israel from the Midianites and Amalekites. They had a very strong army, and the Lord told him, you go to these people, and I want you to fight with only very few men, so that at the end of it, when you get victory, these men might not think that they won this battle by themselves. Hallelujah. You will read chapter 7 of this book, very interesting story, and you will see God directed Gideon to go from 22,000 militaries to 300 men only. And 300 men went ahead and defeated the enemy, and they took over control of the land. Hallelujah. For which reason the Lord did not want the people of Israel to consider their victory as if it was from their own intelligence, their own strength. Hallelujah. Gideon made it because the Lord encouraged him and told him, go with the strength you have. And I want to tell somebody, is there anything that is challenging you this morning? Are you hesitant? You would like to start something, but you are wondering, how can I afford this? The Lord is telling us this morning, go with the strength you have. Hallelujah. But remember, by the end of this, when you will have pursued what you want to pursue, when you will have gotten victory, the Lord does not want us to forget that He was the man behind this victory. Hallelujah. This is why the God is always appealing to us. When I look at Joel, today we took an example of Gideon, but I can tell you for sure, Joel is a very good example of a conqueror. Because I saw him when this man was running a small kiosk, selling an airtime. By that time, he was still a student. And today, he sits with presidents of different nations in our country and abroad. So Joel is also another example, an existing example, a present example here of a real conqueror. Praise the Lord. And you know what is his name called? He's called Tembo. Tembo in Swahili, English, the English name of Tembo means elephant. And here in Goma, there is a saying, if somebody tells you, "I ni nyama ya Tembo," it means it's something you will never finish. Praise the Lord. So this man, his name carried a very great meaning. An elephant meat is something you can never eat and finish. It is very difficult to finish an elephant meat. So this man carries a very great meaning in his name. Probably, I don't know if he ever thought about this. It means this man was born to be a provider. Even if you take something away from him, he'll always have, because he's an elephant. Hallelujah. He's a living example of a great conqueror. And so this morning, I'm talking to you and sisters and brothers. Let us count on the Lord, even in challenging times, because the Lord has restored our lives to go and conquer. The Lord has sent us that we go, not only we conquer our lives, our families, towns and countries, and why not probably set free our country. We've been crying day and night for all many years for the insecurity around Goma and the eastern part of DRC. And the Lord, I pray that the Lord can raise somebody like Gideon to come and defeat enemies and restore peace in the eastern of DRC. And I believe this is probably why the Lord inspired this thing, the church leadership, that we make time, trust and believe and pray that these things happen, not only in our country, but in our lives, in our families, in our businesses, and in anything that you live, you believe. By the Lord of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. When things go wrong, He makes them right. But the God of the good times, He's still God in the bad times. The God of the day, He's still God in the The God of the day is still God in the day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.